time now for your letters, and joining me to thumb through all the mail is our producer, Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Tony.
So, what's up first?
Well, our hip-hop series this month has some folks hopping mad. Enough is enough, says Jerry Lewis, who seems to speak for a few of our listeners, when he writes, I think you've beat this subject into the ground. I can't take it anymore. As a black male in his 50s, I think you've spent too much time on this inane, commercialized, quote-unquote, art form. It's not interesting to me. I guess it's just a generational thing. I hope you find other worthy topics to talk about.
And now, from hip-hop to health, last week, NPR's Farai Today, I spoke with our nutritionist, Rovinia Brock, about the role of fat in our diets. Jerry Mahalska of Washington, D.C., heard the conversation, and here's what she says. It was disappointing to hear such a lightweight piece on health and nutrition. Farai started off by saying we need fats in our diet. That is wrong and misleading. It is not fats that we need in our diets. It's healthy fats. You then should have shown what were healthy fats, but you didn't. Unfortunately, I regularly see small children walking around eating from their little bag of junk food. Please stop the suicidal behavior in the black community.
Thanks for writing, Jerry. You make some good points, but we should note that it was actually Dr. Rowe who made that comment. She was suggesting that we keep some fats in our diets, even as we cut out unhealthy trans fats. Here's Dr. Rowe.
You really want to make sure that you watch your total fat consumption. And we should say that you do need some fat in the diet to help utilize and absorb fat-soluble vitamins. And you need fat in your diet for a number of other reasons, just for normal body maintenance.
Last week, I did a couple of interviews about a bill that's in the House that would sever all federal ties to the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. I spoke with California Congresswoman Diane Watson, who says the bill comes after almost 3,000 black Cherokees were stripped of their tribal citizenship. I also talked with Cherokee Nation spokesman Mike Miller, who said the nation should have the right to define its citizenship without this sort of sanction.
The Cherokee Nation is well known around the country for being a very inclusive Indian tribe, but the key is to be a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, you have to have an Indian ancestor. You have to be Indian to be in our Indian tribe. It's important to every government what your citizen base is. It's important to the citizens themselves.
Kimberly Cota of East St. Louis, Illinois, says she was glad to hear someone speak for the Cherokee Nation. Kimberly writes, bless you for presenting the other side. I believe, of course, people of Native blood deserve to claim their heritage. But first, DNA tests by the black community show far fewer African Americans have Native blood than believe they do.
And Christopher, I hear we also got a little love for the show.
You guys are a breath of fresh air, says Rawa Ngusi of Fort Worth, Texas. Rawa listens to News and Notes almost every day on the internet and writes, I love to hear all the fascinating topics that you all discuss in regard to the African American community. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Farai, Tony, and others. I am now in the process of applying to medical school. Because of your show, I am considering adding onto my career choice medical journalism. Thank you for having a positive impact on me.
You're welcome, Rawa. And when you get your degree, send us your resume. You know, we're always looking for new talent. And thanks for tuning in and for your letter.
That's it for letters today, but please keep them coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It helps if you tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
Hey, and don't forget our News and Views blog.
You can also post your comments there by going to npr.org/news and notes and clicking the News and Views blog link. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Tom.